We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us today.
Who we got?
We got the CEO of Zeus Network, Lamell Plummer. Did I say your name right?
Yes.
Okay. And a young lady that's banned from The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, but
Natalie
I'm back.
Nutt is here.
Oh, my God. Yay! Natalie Nutt. You smell good, Natalie.
Thank you.
Why did you feel like we canceled your interview?
Because I was told that we were going to come up here last week when the baddies were here. And then I was like, why are we not invited anymore? I don't know. We have multiple publicists, so
they lied to you.
They must have lied.
Yeah, because you were never scheduled.
But I'm here now.
You're here now.
So let's get into.
Is he still
things.
A bitch ass nigga? I just
he
want to know that.
I've been wanting to come up here for years after that interview. Years ago, because
how long ago was that? First of all, 10 years ago.
No, it was like 3 or 4.
No,
yes, it was.
No, it was like a
you
decade
guys
ago.
Have it. Pull it up. It was like 3 or 4 years.
When
ago.
When was that, Nick? That was before you.
How long have you been here?
Yes.
It was not that long ago.
That was 10
ago.
Years ago, Natalie.
Okay, well, you still be talking hella shit. So.
I don't know. But I think what happened was somebody took a clip of an old interview and repurposed it.
Because it's been going around again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was annoyed all over again.
You were annoyed all over again. Yeah. I understand that. What were you annoyed about in that conversation?
Everything. Because you used to just be like, I don't know. Because I feel like over the years you have gotten a little bit more like, you know, with the females in the industry, I think, you know, you just used to be an asshole.
You're right.
And it was just like to the point where like cringe to come up here, you know? I mean, I was like, fuck it, let's go. It gave me Donkey of the Day on a Friday before. Do you remember that?
I'm sure I did.
You used to go in. So, and then the video came back up And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to go back up to the Breakfast Club because we got to have a conversation.
Well, I apologize if anything I said back then hurt your feelings.
What did he say? What did he say?
He was just like, well, it was Bad Girls Club days. And he was like, oh, you're a big chin, loud mouth. You're never going to be anything.
That sounds like him.
That sounds like him. Who says that?
That sounds like him.
Look, crazy. He thinks it's funny, though. That's the thing.
That's crazy.
And I was just sitting in the chair, and I was younger. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is he no longer a bitch-ass nigga, or is he still a bitch-ass nigga?
Nah, we're going to get into some things today.
I'm down to pray on all of this, if you want to. If you want to.
Listen. But no, he just, you know, used to be rude. Well, a lot of reality TV stars really always used to feel some type of way coming up here, especially the females.
Well, I apologize to you, if that means anything.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
But I'm going to get on LaMel ass, though, because LaMel out here, you know, with this damn Zeus Network, you know, bringing down the black community one show at a time.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about we're going to get on LaMel. We're going to get on your ass, Mr. Plummer.
Wait a minute. You know I'm still a bad girl, so you might want to be careful. My boss, look.
A lot of people do feel that. They feel like that Zeus is a low when it comes to our people, showing the fighting, showing the things that sometimes make our community look bad. What is your response to that?
You know, we're telling real, authentic stories. You know, we're giving out, you know, opportunities to all sorts of folks. I don't look at it like I'm doing anything different than HBO and Netflix and
other platforms. That's fiction, though.
Well, they have a lot of reality shows. They have a lot of unscripted shows that...
I ain't never seen nobody on HBO get busted over the head and have a gash so deep that they had to go get stitches.
Hey, listen. If HBO has shows like Real Sex. They have shows that, you know, they end up, you know, showing the real. You know, I don't know. I think for me, because I'm black owned, you know, we're young, we're new, we're hot. I think, you know, people are you know, feeling away and, you know, I mean,
I commend you on the infrastructure. I commend you on what you've built. It's hard to build any type of subscription based platform to have. I think you got like a million subscribers.
We have. See, look, he does this every time. we have a lot of subscribers.
Yeah, I heard y'all got a lot of subscribers. You know what I mean? So I commend that. But
I don't think like, I mean, I think, you know, green lighting, you know, Krishan and Blueface show. That wasn't me bringing down the black community. I mean, that's you know, we allowed them to tell their story in their way. We made sure it was raw, it was real, uncensored, unfiltered.
A lot of people didn't like that because they were fighting each other during it and it was showed. And I guess the question is, I guess people want to know, is there balance on your network and not just continuously
that's the problem.
Fighting,
yeah,
you know?
I don't think...
Is there a positive show? Is there a this? Because in all these networks...
I mean, well, we have tons of shows on the platform. I think folks highlight some of our... you know, our hit shows, and that's the ones that they focus on. But I think we have fitness shows, we have short form content, we have some scripted, we have, you know, all sorts of shows.
Doses of Drea
has a show on the network. I think we have dating shows, you know, One More Chance. We had Tokyo Tony's dating show, B. Simone, Quay,
Bobby Lights.
B. Simone was on that. I didn't know B. Simone had a show on that.
You're my boyfriend. She was early days around the time we first launched. I mean, you have the Real Black China. I mean, that was a real show. Had a lot of heart, some levity in it. I mean, our shows have, you know, so many different components to it. I think that the Baddies show, Baddies, is one of our hit shows. I think Jocelyn's Cabaret is a hit show, and I think people focus on that Krishan and Bluefish. Those are hit shows.
I watched Jocelyn's Cabaret for the first time last week. Just Hilarious had me watch an episode. I saw three fights in one episode.
Jesus.
The girl got hit so bad. She had a gash so deep in her head that she had to go to the hospital.
Right.
Yeah. See, y'all don't play like the other networks. Like, I know VH1 and MTV sometimes. If there is a fight, the person is suspended. It's reality. It's reality.
I mean, there are consequences for things that happen, you know, on set when people do things. I mean, I'm a little different than most CEOs when it comes to, you know, working with certain folks when things happen, you know, I don't know. I think I have a great relationship with a lot of our content partners. You know, I'm a little bit more lenient when it comes to certain things. I understand. I mean, we have real conversations about things that happen, whether it's Natalie or Jocelyn or China or Blueface, Krishan. I mean, we have real conversations. So, you know, I understand. I'm just a little bit more, you know, flexible. We're not a traditional network. You know, we're non-traditional. We're independent, you know. We are black owned. And so, you know, we understand the folks that we're working with as well. You know, some of them, you know, may not pass the psyche valves or the
y'all do those checks. Y'all do psych evaluations.
We if we need to do some, we'll do some. We do background checks. We do our due diligence when it comes to folks that we work with. But it's, you know, again, for me, it's just about giving people an opportunity to tell their story. And you know, when some networks aren't looking to work with people, I see value. I see value in all of our cast members, all of our talent, all of our content partners. And so I think everybody's different. Everybody has a different story to tell. And we just provide those opportunities to have hundreds of people working for your network, giving jobs. I mean, that's on and behind, in front of the screen and behind the scenes is a big deal for me.
It's intriguing to me because it feels like you have a level of white leniency. And what I mean by that is I've seen, like, we used to give Mona Scott Young hell. I used to call Mona Scott Young Satan Scott Young, right? Like, seriously, like, we used to give her hell. But for whatever reason, you are exempt from that type of criticism. Like, nobody ever comes at you directly for the programming that's on Zeus.
Because they love it.
Yeah, how was your experience, Natalie?
The people love it. I mean, because I've obviously come from the traditional television. Mm-hmm. Oxygen, WeTV, I've worked with everyone. So going to Zeus now, being there now, basically my new home for almost 3 years, people just love the energy. Like when we're outside, they love Lemmy. People love Lemmy. I love Lemmy. The cast, everybody, like, it's fun. It's like the new wave. I feel like when we used to do events with Oxygen back in the day, we used to come to New York and the Bad Girls would have events. They were just so like uptight and traditional. And, you know, the girls have to stand here. And it was just like very, I don't even know like how to really put it, but not knocking where I started, just saying where we are now with the streaming platform and Zeus and how our boss is like, we literally could call him on the phone and any of the cast members, all of the, you know, the Bobby Light shows, the baddies, the bad boys, like we have a direct contact to the boss. Like that was never a thing before with the old networks.
And he bossed y'all up.
Bossed us all up.
Because you're an executive producer on shows.
On Baddies, Bad Boys, and Krishan and Blueface's show. And I do feel like Lemmy gives that opportunity to everyone to come in. I know for a fact people are making more money at Zeus Network, and I'm not just saying me or the other executive producer, I'm talking about all the talent, than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So he's not only like putting everyone in a better position in life for themselves and their families and their kids and whatnot, but he's literally working with people that, like he said, like, you know, maybe the old networks, their old shows don't want to work with them anymore. Like, not to bring up Erica Mena or anything, because I know that's a big topic. I'm only saying this because when she got fired the other day, it literally went viral to put her on Baddies. Like, we got thousands and thousands and thousands of tags because
she apologized this morning too.
I did just hear that on the radio coming over here. But I do just think, like, you know, we got to commend Lemmy and Zeus Network, because at times, like, when people don't see an opportunity or don't see value in talent anymore and we're trying to figure out where we're going to go next or what show we're going to be on or, oh, am I going to do a podcast or, oh, am I going to do this? Like, he opens up the doors and it's like, it's insane.
Let me ask you, how did, for people that don't know, you know, what was the idea of this network? How did you get this network started and how did you get it off the ground?
He was in a club and saw a bunch of girls fighting. And he was like, oh, there you go.
I mean, that's
instead
exactly
of putting
what
this
happened.
On Shade Room, we can record it ourselves and put it on TV.
Wait.
Not at all. No, I think for me, originally, I wanted to say around 2000, you know, 15 or so, I wanted to launch a television network. I come from, you know, working with parents who own networks. So I just thought it was.
You said you come from parents
that owns television networks.
Okay.
So I just wanted to launch a subscription video on demand.
Where you from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Okay.
Michigan.
Oh, your parents owned like local cable?
Yeah.
I think you told us that before.
Yeah, yeah. And so for me, it was just important to launch my own network. But I felt like the Netflix model was the new wave. You know, all about convenience, choice, and control, you know, subscription model. you know, VOD, all that stuff was just like the new wave. And so for me, I just wanted to get ahead of it. And, you know, I aggregated a lot of content partners. And kind of my motto or philosophy in the beginning was, you know, we're putting the hands back into the power of the content creators. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to empower them. We wanted to let them tell their stories. And so I aggregated a lot of folks to come be a part of the network. And originally it was like some social media folks. And then, you know, we just started to kind of migrate over to working with more traditional, you know, talent. And so I just felt like, yeah, I come from traditional. I sold a lot of shows to various networks, Viacom networks, some of the NBCU networks. And I just didn't, you know, I was a full service production company, a CEO for a full service production company. And so for me, it was just, I didn't like the deal structures. You know, it took a long time to get a show off the ground. It was, the process was really brutal. And so I was just like, look, we got to get these shows out quicker. You know, I want to be able to tell our stories. Most of these networks and production companies are white owned. And so for me, it didn't really make a lot of sense, like, to allow those people mm-hmm. to tell our stories and to determine what we should get paid and how. For us, like, you know, I remember you guys interviewed, you know, Ray J and Bow Wow, and he was telling you guys, like, he appreciated the experience with Zeus and, mm-hmm. you know, he has equity in his shows and, you know, they're getting paid a lot of money. So I think for me, it was just really about empowering the content, you know, creators and the talent and giving them different types of deals and allowing them to tell their stories. And so for me, I launched the network in 2018. We've been up and running for over 5 years. And, you know, it's been growing and scaling ever since. And so
when did you start making money? When did you start making money? How long did take?
It took a minute to make some money. It was a little bit of trial and error. And, you know, we had a little bit of experimentation when it comes to certain projects. Mm-hmm. But
how much is a subscription?
$6, $5.99.
And what was the first show? What was your first show to take off that was like, oh, this is it?
We had a couple shows. We had, you know, Blame It on Quay show actually did fairly well for us when we first, like, started moving and getting things going. Then mm-hmm. Pete Simone show did really well. Then, you know, One More Chance. One More Chance did really well. And then Black China just kind of really took us over the top. And
so y'all making almost $18 million a month?
Hey, man. I appreciate it. You know, we're doing
really
well.
3 million subscribers,
huh?
3 million subscribers. $5.99.
We have a lot of subscribers. I don't really disclose that information, but we do have a lot of subscribers.
For tax purposes or
various reasons.
Well, they can see that. You know, I mean, they're gonna see them numbers coming in now
for security reasons. For you know, just all sorts of reasons. We're just not ready to, you know, publish our numbers yet. But I will say this. I mean, look, we've been charting every week. We trend every week on Twitter. You know, we're charting in all the app stores. We're literally competing.
Baddies did 100 million views last season.
Baddies did close to 100 million views. It did about 91, 92 million views last season. We were competing with, like, you know, the NBA playoffs, NFL playoff numbers when it comes to ratings. You know, a lot of networks are getting, you know, 500,000 views or a 0.2, 0.3. We're getting millions of views every time, you know, we, you know, on our subscription mm-hmm. Video on demand platform. So
how do you eat off that, Natalie?
So I'm like creator.
He's trying to be slick. He's trying to.
I
say,
know. So I don't want to say anything I'm not supposed to say. Just kidding. No, well, so you know, I have equity in my shows.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Natalie has all of our content partners. So if you pitch a show to Zeus, you know, part of our secret sauce and our incentive with the talent is that, and you know, obviously they're executive producers, so we don't just look at them as, you know, just talent. You know, we want them to get that real experience. We do all of our productions in-house, so there's no third-party production companies producing our
series. Which I love. I've learned so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an education process.
Editing,
you know what I mean?
All of that with them.
There's an educational process that we provide. You know, we do incentivize them to promote their shows. Mm-hmm. We allow them to share in the revenue that comes in different ways, not just a talent fee, a episodic fee. You know, there's like real money. Like night and day from traditional television, and that was part of it. We were like, what they're paying folks on Love and Hip Hop, even if you give somebody, you know, 10, 20,000, I mean, it's just not, to me, I think that, you know, our talent, our content partners are worth more than that.
And now, what about the partnership with Floyd Mayweather? Was that
Yeah, that was great. We you know, we partnered with Floyd and the Money Team, and
that was fun.
Shout out to, you know, Daryl Farmer and Walt and you know, Rella.
Was that profitable?
And, yeah, Rella and Jonah. Yeah, they all did a great job making it happen. But it did really well. We that was our first time green lighting any type of pay per view. So, you know, that's different technology, and it's a different type of situation when you're, you know, when it's more of a transactional video on demand type of situation. But yeah, you know,
would y'all do another one?
Yeah, we love working with Floyd. We love working
with him. Even after that brawl, y'all just had that brawl. Because if I'm
listen,
Floyd,
we had nothing to do with that. That
if
was
I'm Floyd,
not
I don't want nothing to do with it.
No,
because that makes his that makes his brand look bad.
But we
in
had
a lot
nothing
of ways.
To do with that.
Yeah, we didn't.
That wasn't.
But y'all showed it.
We were the distributor. That's like saying,
but it wasn't your cast member.
But y'all showed it.
No, first it started in the ring with Floyd and
No. So there's two things going on. It was the Floyd fight was happening live. Right. All of that was live. And while all of that was happening, it was just chaos, right? And so once the chaos broke out, then, you know, Jocelyn and other folks were fighting backstage. And we weren't even really, you know.
Did y'all get in trouble with that? Because that was y'all security, though.
No, we didn't. We weren't actually like, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I mean, I watched the footage just like we, but we know we weren't responsible.
You wasn't at the fight?
No, we I wasn't behind arena. The scenes. Oh, okay, I wasn't behind the scenes with Josh. You know, we had two productions going on. Mm-hmm. We actually had three productions going on.
We did have three productions.
We were shooting Blueface and Krishan live. They had performances, and we were shooting their series. Then we were shooting the exhibition, and then we were distributing and filming, you know, the fight, the Floyd fight. So, I mean, Floyd loves working with us. We love working with Floyd. We do good business together. You know, he's a great partner. And the fights are fun.
I
mean,
want to do
fun.
Another. I was on the undercard.
Yeah, her and Tommy
fought.
I
they were
do another
undercard.
One.
You know, Floyd. You know, we are
fun.
Talking about some other fights, but we
that
are
fight looked so pitiful. It looked like y'all were so damn tired.
I wanted to keep going. It was her who just fell to the ground. Like, what are you doing? Get up!
She was tired.
Did you have a chin guard on?
Oh, you know what, Charlamagne? Not today.
No,
not today. Yeah. Not today.
Listen, Lee, Lim.
He's a bitch-ass nigga still.
He's still a bitch-ass nigga, you see? That's why I'm not going to let him slide too much.
Listen, Lim, question. Are you afraid that you are going to get held liable for stuff like that, though? Because somebody that got assaulted could easily name Zeus in a lawsuit.
Yeah, we protect ourselves as much as we can. You know, insurance, you know, our deals. You know, we implement a lot of things in our deals. I mean, am I nervous? I mean, we know what we signed up for. We know who we're working with. And, you know, for us, I'm not really worried about it. It's more so, you know, we just have to implement, you know, a certain protocol and procedure that protects everybody, our cast, our crew, and all the folks involved. And we do that. And we have a great security team. We've beefed up our security. We have great producers that do a fantastic job. You know, we protect not only just the talent, we protect the production, you know, so we have security watching over our production, you know, while it's going on. So we just, you know, we try to, you know, do as much as we can to make sure it's a safe environment and that, you know, even though there's things that happen, conflicts, altercations,
crazy.
we try to do our best to mitigate the situation as much as possible. But, you know, working with
the baddies.
Yeah, baddies. We're working with Bad Boys. We're working with Blueface and Krishan. We're working with all
Jocelyn,
sorts.
Jocelyn, everybody.
Jocelyn, we're working with Bobby.
All the shows.
Now, you posted a picture, and everybody thought you had surgery. They thought you shortened your chin. I didn't even know that you could, that's possible.
Was now,
that,
so you call him a bitch-ass nigga.
No, I'm not.
Now, call him a bitch-ass nigga.
No, I didn't
now.
Do it the way you did it. I'm
call
asking
him a
question because that was the rumor.
Ain't nobody, that wasn't no rumor. I ain't never seen that.
Listen.
Was that a rumor?
It was a rumor. And it's a rumor, but I feel like what happened was, when I first got in Hollywood, I was like probably 125 pounds. I was like 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, fast forward 13 years, you know, my body's changed. I feel like when people grow into their whatever. So I'm like, I grew into my chin. Now they're mad because they have nothing else to talk about.
Now, Nicki Minaj mentioned you too.
So hold on. So you didn't get, there wasn't
no. No, I didn't get, no, I just got, I gained more weight. Like, well, not 125 pounds anymore. So
yeah.
Put it on in my face, I guess. I don't know.
Do you like the East Coast?
Natalie, you look great.
Thank you, Levy.
There's nothing wrong with your chin.
Nikki said something about it. And when she said something about my chin in her new song, there was a whole viral moment that I had my chin
now
up.
Now, why she not a bitch-ass nigga for talking about your chin?
No, because that's sis. That's big sis.
What did
you
she
know?
Say about the chin?
And chin check like Natalie Knott, they were something like that.
She said, come on, Natalie. Yeah, she said, even if my name, you guys are annoying because now everybody does this everywhere we go. She just said, even if my name was Natalie Nunn, you bitches still couldn't chin check me.
That's a good double entendre.
That's dope.
You be chin checking people?
I mean, you know, doing my big one.
What about in the winter? Will you wear a chinchilla?
You know what? I'm not doing this today. It's Charlamagne. See, and then when I get on his ass, then he's mad. Then when I just randomly am at bars in New York, where the fuck Charlamagne's
at? I was like, the only thing I saw about that video was I was like, well, which one of y'all canceled Natalie Nunn's interview? Because I didn't know nothing about it.
We didn't know nothing about it. We were confused.
I guess it was, I don't know. It was like three different publicists that work, obviously, at Zeus. And then my publicist.
I think it was a miscommunication.
But y'all were up here after the old one. That's what I'm like. Yeah. There was never a problem situation.
How many times Natalie been up here? She been up here a few times, right?
Like three. This is my third time.
So why would we ban you?
Him.
He banned you. That bitch ass nigga banned you.
Well, he banned my chin. He didn't ban me, so that's why I'm here.
Actually, bitch ass nigga acronym is banned, by the way. B-A-N. It is. Let me ask you a question. What do you think contributes to the success of Zeus? Because people say the ratchetness, they say the degradation of women, right? So what would you say contributes to the success of Zeus?
I think that first of all, let me answer that. I think
it's Lemmy.
No, for real.
Well, besides the fact that we have a lot of amazing and great talent, that whether or not they're loud and they're obnoxious or they're this, that, and the other, they have a fan base that follows them. But Lemmy's like 10 toes down in the paint. Like, he's there. He's not the CEO that sits behind the desk. So I tell him this all the time. Like, we'll be out at dinner somewhere, and I'm like, yo, I just gotta let you know, like, you are like the best CEO. You are right there. Like, he didn't have to be here this morning. Let me make so much money. Like, he really doesn't have to do it, but he's always involved, or he's always right there, even on the shows. Like, he's not at every single scene, but he's somewhere right there. He's making sure things are going right. He's making sure, he's there, ten toes down.
I think that makes a big difference. I've decided to kind of be more of a boots on the ground CEO. You know, we're only 5 years old. I think that I'm not going to take all the credit, but thank you. I think we have a phenomenal team of executives. You know, we have a great group of executive producers. Shout out to my team and the president of Zeus, Jason Tobert, and LJ, my brother, who's our executive producer on all of our shows, even Mark Scheibel, who's one of our EPs. We have a great team. Daryl Farmer, who's the advisor and consultant for Zeus, and Janisha, and my girl, and we just have a lot of folks that just do an amazing job. And I think that we have a great group of stars that work with the network. I mean, so I think that in addition to the shows being loud and provocative, I think that we try to push the envelope a lot more. Our content is uncensored. We don't censor our content. You know what I mean?
So would there ever be a reason to kick somebody off of Zeus? Can somebody do something?
Can somebody go too far?
Of course.
Besides murder and kill, but can somebody go too far where you be like, that's...
Of course.
Yes.
If they disrespect me, no, I'm just kidding. No, honestly.
Oh, they disrespect you, but they can disrespect each other and you don't care?
No, I'm kidding. No, I don't.
Lemmy cares.
No, I honestly, we've never had to kick anybody off. I don't recall ever us.
There's people that we don't work with anymore, but I won't say any names.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
But if they do something wrong, you just don't like them. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they be doing crazy shit.
No, I think.
I need to know what y'all call crazy. Because we see all these clips from Zoo. What do y'all call crazy?
What do y'all call? I think that we. I think our audience resonates with our content because it's real, okay? A lot of networks water down their content. They have to censor it. You know, the talent doesn't come off usually authentic and real, and I think that makes a difference. We put out our content a lot faster. You know, we just shot a whole series of Baddies East. We just wrapped a few days ago.
How many fights?
I'll let her answer that one.
How many fights, Natalie?
Like 30 or 45.
You see what I'm saying?
No, but
Christ. I thought of wrestling league.
No. the thing is, we're putting out our content. We're premiering it this
Sunday.
Shot it 30 days. We're premiering the first episode. So I think the timeline of when we release our content is a
really
big deal.
Quick turnaround.
We have a great marketing campaign. work with a lot of great folks. Shout out to all the blogs that, you know, that have picked up our content, that, you know, work with us as well. I mean, it's great. The Hollywood Unlocks with Jason Lee, Kyle at Neighborhood. Yeah, shout out to Jason Lee. Shout out to Kyle at Neighborhood Talk and Raleigh at Onsite. All these guys are awesome. We have our own blogs. You know, there's a lot of folks that, you know, contribute to the success of Zeus. You know, not just myself and, you know, our immediate team, but just other folks that just believe in the vision.
So the success of Zeus is the people.
It's the people. It's everybody involved. You know, everybody involved. And I think we're growing larger and larger. I mean, it's getting crazy. You know, we're sponsoring a lot of folks. We sponsor several Diddy events. We're sponsoring his album release party tonight. You know, we've sponsored videos with French Montana. We've done all sorts of things. I mean, we work with a lot of traditional folks. We put on a lot of events. You know, we're just doing everything we can to make our mark, and I think it's working, and I think it's doing really, really well. But
well, Natalie, why do people think you're scared of Jocelyn? That's what Jess Hilarious said.
No, I know Jess has favorites, and that's okay. My favorite was
her
and Jess.
Her and Jess got y'all got a little thing.
Yeah,
going on.
Yeah, she just
we need to get Jess on Baddies.
Yeah, for sure.
No,
she don't want to do that.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not. She don't want to do that.
I think she would be great on Baddies.
We're not doing that.
Here we go. Let me look.
Jess will not be on Baddies.
Why is that? Why wouldn't she be on Baddies? What's wrong with her?
Because we don't want her to be.
Okay. She has her favorites.
I think he should be on Bad Boys.
He would be the star of Bad Boys.
He should be on Bad Boys.
I think he should do Bad Boys, Charlamagne.
I'm too zesty for Bad Boys.
Right.
I'll get that whole show.
So what's your problem with Jocelyn? And then what's your problem with Jess?
No, I don't have a problem with... Okay, so look. Let's be very clear. I think with Jocelyn and I, you know, we both... I feel like we both came into the industry around the same time, we could say. In the reality TV world, in that lane. You know, she owned her lane at the time for Love and Hip Hop, and mm-hmm. I definitely owned the Bad Girls Club. We all can just say that about the two of us. So, you know, when it came down to me coming to Zeus, I think she was already like 3 seasons in mm-hmm. on Jocelyn's Cabaret, and I've always supported her show. Like, mm-hmm. I've always posted it up. I mean, can you agree to that? It was never like a But I think, you know, once Baddies came and kind of did our thing and started taking off a little more, and now obviously it's the season 4, I think it started becoming more of just like a competition in the sense of like, who's the queen of Zeus or whose show is running Zeus?
I'll say they both do an amazing job. I love Jocelyn. I love Natalie. I love all our content partners. I think that... You know, it's just a little healthy competition. Jocelyn's show does incredibly well, and shout out to Jocelyn Ballistic, the success of Jocelyn's Cabaret. We just, you know, Jocelyn's Cabaret New York is airing and is doing incredibly well. You know, so I think they look. I have a great relationship with both of them. They do interact sometimes, and you know, it's been a little up and down from time to time. But I think for the most part,
Down, like y'all have arguments behind the scenes.
Yeah, we do.
Would y'all
sometimes.
Box? Would y'all box
no,
like you
I
box
mean,
Tommy?
Right? I mean, I would, but I don't know if she would. But
why y'all only record that?
I mean, I would.
Jocelyn's focus is her music and her show. I don't think she wants to do that.
I think she could get on the ring with you for the right.
Y'all
price.
Make a lot of money. That'd be a good. Undercard
for the next Floyd.
Hey, I'm down. No, so it's not like a. I also think people stir it up. I think people like Jess or people like...
What's your problem
with
Jess?
She said, you know, she'll say things like, oh, you know...
She's a comedian also, too, though.
I know. Listen, I let everybody live.
What did Jess say?
Okay, well, originally, Jess started
with... Put him
with,
on Bad Boys. Jess
started off by saying that Tanisha was her favorite from Bad Girls Club and that I shouldn't be running Bad Girls Club over at Zeus. That's how it started. And I was like... What is she talking about? Like, you know, she started with that. Then the second thing was when Krishan and Blueface's show came and, you know, my name's in the credits as an executive producer, she went on to say Natalie is exploiting Krishan and making all this money off of her. And there's a whole thing on YouTube if you Google it. Like, she just went on a rant. Mm-hmm. And so I just be like, how is another female, are you going to be mad at me for just working? I'm just doing my job. Like Lemmy said, you know, we're just following people's stories. I'm not telling Krishan to do this. I'm not telling Krishan to, you know, we're just following them. It's just raw, uncensored, you know, whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how am I exploiting her? Like, what? Like, you know, I
the
get,
only
I,
thing I would correct Jess on is not just you exploiting her, it's Lemmy too.
No, but we're not. We're not. Don't Jessica start, Charlamagne. Nah,
but Jessica got an opinion. She got an opinion.
Exploiting who, Jess?
No, Krishan. Krishan? No. The shows.
Oh, first of all, I love Jess. She's great.
Oh, God.
I don't have an issue with Jess. I don't have an issue.
I mean, last time we saw her, I told her to get the fuck out of our section.
Well, you guys were getting into it. I was trying to calm her down, and I was like, hey, well, you know, she...
Y'all got into it somewhere?
Yeah, we were at... It was in when you sponsored,
Houston. In Houston.
Lemmy sponsored that Tycoon weekend, one of the sponsors with 50 Cent.
And they were kind of having a little thing. But I
who, Jess and Natalie?
Yeah, she was randomly walked into our section to try to grab our bottle and drink. Like, bitch, you were just talking shit.
That's right, Jess.
Jess,
like, what's up? Jess talking shit.
Jess
want
to see who wants to smoke.
Me!
Listen, Jess and Nat, they both listened to me in that moment.
It was fine.
It was, we diffused it, and you know, I don't think they've talked ever since, but I think you guys should talk. I think
this was last year.
It was Taco Weekend in Houston, right? It was like a year ago.
Never tell me y'all almost got into a fight.
Oh, but what did you ask me about Krishan?
That we're exploiting them.
Yeah, why do you exploit her?
I don't even know.
You can see why people would think that, though, if they don't know.
How are we telling grown people? We cannot tell.
First of all, I don't exploit Blueface and Krishan. They're executive producers. They're very aware of what we're filming. They are very hands-on with the post-production aspect. They watch the cuts before they are released. They give notes. They are very hands-on. We don't even... I mean, if you watch the show, there's, like, no real story producers, like, producing them. It's literally just the cameras following them.
But you never jumped in between, though? Like, you jumped in between none and...
Yeah,
Jess,
yeah,
right?
Of
you never jumped in between the parents are fighting Blueface and
no.
If she was drinking pregnant, right? That was the story that she was drinking, right? Or smoking pregnant, one of them.
Smoking, maybe.
And nobody stopped and be like,
let me say this first of all.
But not drinking.
I'm not on every set on, you know, every day. That's number one. I try to be where I can be as much as possible. Sometimes we have multiple shows going at the same time. And I wasn't really on their production as much. But when we did have some really big moments, I was there. I actually did help, you know, diffuse the situation between Krishan's family and Blueface. I don't know if you guys saw the first season. And it was like a ton of stuff that happened. You know, I try to do what I can. I mean, I can't control everything, right. You know. Our cameras capture everything, and that's part of the brand. You know, we capture, you know, all of this content in real time, and so
be starting shit, bro.
But I will say we don't exploit our talent. That narrative, you know, needs to stop. I mean,
that pissed me off when everybody
is pretty hands-on and aware. We don't control what people do. I can't control, like, there's no universe where I can control Tommy and how she comes off on camera. She did a great job. She was a producer. She was hands on with Baddies West, and I love Tommy. She's great, but she's gonna be Tommy. Just like I have no control over Natalie. She's gonna do Natalie. I have no control over Blueface, Krishan. You know, Jocelyn. I love all of them, and you know, I appreciate that they love the relationship with me and Zeus, and they do their thing. And I think that people appreciate, which is part of the success of Zeus. At this current time, you know, the realness and the rawness of the authenticity piece of it all.
Answer this question and tell me if you think it's fair. This is a question from Forbes. Forbes wrote an article, a woman named Maya Hoskin, and the headline is, and it's a question, does Lemuel Plummer's Zeus Network represent everything that is wrong with how black people are portrayed on TV? Answer that question.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. I'm not the originator of, you know. Like,
why? Because it's not just black women. It's Puerto Ricans there's and Spanish people.
I mean, look, every industry, people could call your show salacious or, you know, conflict driven. You guys exploit black people. I mean, I think you guys do a great job. I think you guys do a great job asking the real questions, being your authentic selves.
Right.
I would love, if somebody said pick up the Breakfast Club, I'd pick up the Breakfast Club in a heartbeat if we had the opportunity.
Hey, let's bring them up to Zeus.
But, you know, I would. But I think that, no, I mean, shows have been going on, these types of shows have been going on for decades.
Yeah.
I'm not the originator of you know, black content in you know, certain types of formats and shows. You know, I think that we've, you know, been able to capture it in its raw form and be able to put it out and distribute it in a unique way where it is, it's entertaining. And, you know, some of it has shock value. Some of it has drama. Some of it has some levity and comedy. Some of it, I mean, it's so many different components. So I don't know if you really watch all the episodes. Every episode. Right. So people watch clips, people watch trailers, and then they make judgments. I guarantee you that writer, if you had to ask this writer, do you physically watch every episode of every series?
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't. I'm assuming. That's my assumption, but I
watched
be wrong.
One episode. I saw three fights.
Yeah,
I saw a woman swing on a pole and kick another woman in the stomach. Entertaining as fuck, but I was like, Jesus Christ.
But with no structure, right? No structure, no rules, right? Do you ever get to a point where it's like if something goes bad with somebody that you're working with, that they turn that on you? Because there is no structure, no rules. People know that they could hit, they could punch, they could fight, well, they could kick, they could curse, they could swear.
There is structure.
And they're not going to get fired. Yeah, so if you ever do something that pisses somebody off, who's to say Natalie Nunn won't turn around and smack the ish out of you or punch you?
Listen, well, first of all, I've experienced a lot of things, you know.
Who smacked you, Lemmy?
Not me.
I'm not going to say this.
Somebody really put hands on you?
Jocelyn smacks you, Lemmy?
I'm not going to. No, but.
Somebody really put hands on you? You ain't got to say the pool person is.
It wasn't like that. I think it was just the heat of the moment. I'm very forgiving and patient when it comes to certain things. You know, again, I'm very aware of who I work with. But yeah, I mean,
that's kind of crazy.
No, I am. I mean, some people would call us the Second Chance Network. We give a lot of people, you know, the opportunity to come back and return to TV and be themselves. I think that, you know, again, we're a subscription video on demand platform. So I think our content just is a little louder because we're not, you know, generating revenue off of advertising. So we don't censor our content. So we allow things to play out. And I think people appreciate that. When you have to water things down, when you have to edit it in a way, mm-hmm. when you have to censor it, I think that, you know, I think that that's kind of old school. I think that's old school. I think we live in a day and age where a lot of folks are desensitized.
But let me,
with
the person
a lot
that
of
put
things.
Hands on you, it still works for the network? And you ain't got to say the person's name. The reason I say it, because at the end of the day, I get it.
Has anybody ever put hands on you here?
No.
Okay.
Ask me that.
Has anybody ever put hands on you?
A couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Like smacked you or?
Yeah. Or you talking to people that work here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, nobody
or,
works
or
here.
Or any of your...
Nah, out in the street? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I've never experienced that. But, you know, look, I work with a lot of females. If a female, I'm not going to react. Like, so yes, to answer your question, do they still work? We've talked about it. We've discussed it.
You
got to
get an older cousin in.
Well, he got to be... He let me move like the president. Don't get fucked up. I've seen him. You don't know I saw you, but I've seen you out and about.
They should be getting that close then.
Yeah. No, they don't. I have a great security team. Shout out to Zeus.
Oh, now you got security team after the hand. Yeah, all right.
Being boots on the ground, I got to make sure I'm protected and the folks that I move around with.
I seen a video with Mano though, right? I know y'all squashed it from then. How did Mano get that close to you then?
At that fashion show.
Well, we were at a club.
Oh, Mano wanted to fight you?
Mano didn't know who he was. They bumped into each other. Mano just thought he was a guy trying to grab the mic and talk. And Mano was Mano.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy he was choking out?
Yeah.
But Mano was choking that dude?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He just gave me a little shove. And, you know,
and I had to get right in the middle.
Natalie got in there. But
Natalie, no one's security that day.
No, my security understands how to, they're not going to just immediately react and go up because that could be dangerous. And, you know, so I just, you know, signaled, like, let's keep it cool. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm all right, you know, but.
Y'all ain't want them problems with me.
No, I
was y'all
I
in New York?
Yeah, it was in New York.
Oh, yeah, you would.
No, we first of all,
it was their party, though.
I don't care who party.
I have nothing but respect and love for Mano. We talked about it the next day on live. It went viral, and he, you know, in his own unique way, acknowledged, like, my bad, you know.
his own unique way, he apologized.
He did. He didn't say, hey, man, sorry. He's like, my bad. You know, I didn't know that was you. And, you know, we squashed, and it was cool. We actually had a phone call, you know, it was great. So, you know, it's okay. Look, everybody doesn't know who I am. They don't, and that's fine. I mean, now I think, you know, people
let
are
me
starting
know
to
know who the hell you are.
You do a lot of FaceTime, Natalie?
Do a lot of FaceTime?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What's wrong with y'all? See, y'all make everything a joke for
thing.
No reason.
This is the thing. This is the thing.
It shouldn't even be a joke.
We are going to have beef forever, you and I. Like, it's just, it's going to be that. Like,
what's wrong with
that? Because he's so crazy.
Let me ask you a question.
How do you go from that to serious? All right,
this is my biggest issue with Lemmy. And let me say something that makes a lot of sense. You talked about Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club gets all the smoke. Mm-hmm. We get all the accountability. People always hold us accountable. I don't feel like you're getting no smoke. And I feel like you're hiding behind the Natalie's and the Jocelyn's and you let them take the smoke, but you don't get it because Mona got smoke, Shawnee O'Neal got smoke, but you don't never see people like Andy Cohen really get too much smoke.
You're talking about executive producers. I'm the CEO of the network.
Talk.
I mean, it's different. I respect all of them. They're all great. So, I mean, I'm the CEO of the network, so it's just, it's not, you know, it's
so
different.
You should get the most smoking. Really?
Listen, they can. You said, hold on, you're mad at me because
you don't get no smoke.
I do get smoke.
Nobody said no. I Google articles. This is the one article I saw asking this question about.
Listen,
They've said that we are the worst humans ever. We setting the black race back. We get the worst stuff about us. We get that too.
I get that.
I ain't see it enough. I need y'all to do more. I need to see more. To everybody listening,
why you want us to get canceled?
Not
like,
you. Lenny Plummer needs to get more smoke for being the CEO.
He's a black man winning, man. He's starting to
at what cost?
He has positive shows on it.
He's winning.
No, he's doing it.
He started a network.
He figured it out. His business structure is great.
He's spending a lot of checks.
I think that, look,
we balance it out in different ways. You know, like I said, we sponsor a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
we have a great relationship. I have a great relationship with, like you said, the Floyds, the Diddy's.
You know, we give back all the time to the community.
There is a philanthropic side of Zeus that we give back. We employ a lot of folks.
I think you got to show more of that.
Yeah, I really do. I agree with that.
I think
maybe we show
more
a lot
of
more of that, but I do feel it. I do feel it. You know, I'm not on the front lines probably like you guys. Like, you guys have a talk show. You have multiple things that you're on screen every day. So, yeah, you'll probably feel it a little bit more. I think the EPs, you know, are different than a CEO. So, it's different. So, I feel like, you know, I feel it. I do get people talking and saying things all the time. You know, I'm not going to respond to everything. You know, that's the thing. I don't need to respond to every and get in the minutiae nuances of everything that somebody says or claims or, you know, what they may say negative about me. I bless you. I'm not going to. Natalie wasn't going to never do it.
I thought about it though.
You know what I mean? But it's. I also feel like I have a great relationship with folks too. So it's. I think people see my heart and the spirit. You know, of what I mean when things happen. I think I don't know. I just look, man. I want to do right by people.
Pyrrhic victory, a victory that even though you win, so much is lost achieving that win.
I say that one more time.
Pyrrhic victory is a victory that's not worth winning because so much is lost.
What's lost?
Well, people would say, like, you know, when you say the degradation of women or watching women fight each other all the time.
But here's my thing. We're 5 years old. We have all sorts of plans.
Grow up, Lemmy.
We have all sorts of plans to diversify our content. I don't have unlimited budgets. This is self-financed, right? I self-finance Zeus. All the money that we make, we put right back into the network. We pay our content partners great. We do fair deals. We're not, you know, some cheap network. You know, at the end of the day, we do everything we can to bring value to folks. So for me, we're diversifying our content. We are tapping into scripted, looking for those right projects to green light. You know, we are getting into sports. You know, we're getting into music. And so there's just a lot of things that's happening with Zeus. I think you guys are just looking at this iteration of Zeus right now. And that's fair and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's a lot that, you know, is happening with the network that you guys will see in the near future. And so, yes, we'll still have shows like Baddies, Jocelyn's Cabaret, you know, certain dating shows and, you know, all sorts of things. But we like to take risks. You know, we like to take risks. Like, even when we greenlit Bobby's dating show, that was like one of the first gay dating shows.
Gay dating
you know,
show.
We got a little bit of flack for that, but I felt like Bobby deserved a show. He's a great talent. He was an executive producer.
It was a great show.
It was loud. It was provocative. So I think, you know, we want to take those chances. We want to experiment a little bit, but we also are going to balance it out. We do have some shows in the pipeline that we're going to be distributing, you know, that aren't really focused on some of the other things that you guys see. So just give us a little bit more time, man. We're only 5 years old. A lot of these networks have been around for decades. BET's been around for probably over 30 years. You know, and you know they've grown. They started off probably doing music videos and this probably short people. So it's just, you know, just stick with us. give us an opportunity to show you guys that, yes, you know, right now it's loud, it's provocative, we'll still continue to be loud, but, you know, we will diversify our content and we will put out new shows. And I'm really excited about the future of Zeus.
Yes. I still don't think you should be exempt from any smoke, though. I think with the same smoke Mona Scott Young got, you should get the same.
I'm not Mona.
They've been giving me that Mona.
Because he's hiding behind y'all, yeah, Natalie.
I get it.
How does he think I'm hiding behind Natalie? I want to understand your thought process with when you say that. What do you mean when you say I'm hiding behind them? Why do you think I hide behind them?
Because they're the face of the network. They're the front facing. When you think face of the network, you think Natalie, you think Jocelyn, you think Krishan.
Any network you got to think.
Natalie waiting for the joke.
Natalie's like, here we go.
There is
Natalie
in
the face of the network.
No, it's not. But and Lemmy is behind that, you know, and every now and then you pop up. But not enough to really get no smoke.
I don't want smoke. I want love.
But I will say this. Most people don't know the CEO.
They don't. That's another thing. They don't know.
But it's different because this is a black-owned network.
Yeah.
Most people don't even know who the CEO of BET is right now.
But it's a black-owned network founded by Lemmy, mm-hmm. right? And he's black. That's the thing. Sadly, if it was a white person, they probably wouldn't be saying anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But because you're black, people expect you to do better by your people.
Right.
Well,
they don't. Well, let me ask you a question. Why? Like, they don't come after the CEO of Viacom.
Because he's white.
That's what I just said. Because he's saying because he's white.
But that's crazy.
So they come after me, so I deserve to smoke.
And you outside. You in the club. You with them. Listen, you on Breakfast Club interviews.
I'm young. You know, like I said, we're not a traditional network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I take pride in that. I'm happy like we can do things differently than most networks. You know, there's a lot of restrictions. There's a lot of things that you can't do. I think that it helps. I think me going to the club sometimes from time to time shows me that I'm reachable. I'm here. I'm there with our stars and some of our folks, and we like to have a good time. You know, I'm not there all the time, but yeah, I try to do as much as I can to be as reachable, to be as accessible. You know, I get cussed out on text messages from time to time. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen. Like I said, for me, I do get smoke. You know, I think that most people would respond to the smoke. I don't usually respond to it.
I get it.
And that's the thing for me. It's just like I'm not going to get involved in all of that. It's just like I do have a lot going on. Running a network is a lot of work. So if there's, you know, egregious things that are said online from anybody or, you know, I don't really get involved in the minutiae and nuances of that. I mean, that we've been doing this for years now. I mean, people have said all sorts of things for years. And I just don't respond. And I think a lot of times, you know.
What's your Twitter? What's your Twitter and Instagram?
Lemuel Plummer, my name.
Make him respond. Make him respond.
See, he's trying.
He likes to say
he wants me to turn off the comments and deactivate my Instagram.
Now, Natalie.
Yes.
Are you and Charlamagne good now?
Well, I want to ask Natalie some questions.
Oh, Lord.
You do have a double major in sociology and communication, which when you was here 10 years ago, that's one of the things I said. I was like, don't you want to utilize those degrees? Do you feel like you're utilizing them now?
Yes, for sure. I feel like now that I'm like executive producing Baddies, I deal with all of the girls every day. Like I'm hands-on, you know, with Lemmy and the team, whether it's casting, you know, working with the girls on camera and off camera. Just, you know, I feel like my communications degree definitely helps in that field because for some reason, I could smack the shit out of a girl and we could still have a conversation 5 minutes after. And then, even then, you know, sociology, I really understand a lot of the girls and just any, even the bad boys. Like, you know, the study of people is really, you know, what sociology is. So I feel like I definitely am able to utilize both of my degrees. I think I told you that before, even, you know, when I was up here years ago. But like reality TV, I think that is really what's helped me be a reality star and now even like a boss, because I can literally sit there, listen to them, I get it, and, you know, work with them.
And it's helped you to manipulate people, right?
Sure.
Because you know what you're doing on social media. And I guess that's the only thing that I'd be tripping off, because, like, you know, even last week when you went into the whole tirade, oh, Charlamagne, bitch ass, but I'm like,
and I knew
she
you
knows
were gonna,
what she's
I,
doing.
I do know what I'm doing.
You know what I mean? She got a
you
show
know what's
coming
really
out.
Funny? Me and Bobby Lights, we were at the hotel in New York, and he came down to my room. we were here with Zeus or whatever, and he came down. He said, well, he said, you know what you were doing? You just wanted him to respond. Pulled up the segment, I guess it was like the next morning you guys were talking about
it. The same morning.
Yeah, the same morning. He's like, look. And I was like, oh, Charlamagne misses me.
But I know he's.
Because y'all just hug and make up. Just make up. Just both of y'all make up.
Charlamagne misses me.
But I know these things. I guess that's the only thing.
He's a great story producer.
He is really good.
I just want people to see more of that side.
Okay.
Because people do follow you. Mm-hmm. They do watch you. Mm-hmm. And I think you owe it to these people to show them all of that whole totality of Natalie Nunn.
I think they're getting it. I mean, the thing is like, I do feel like I live two lives. And I'm going to be honest, because I'm on reality shows with other females that you probably would not see me with all the time and every day. But we're living together for a month and a half, 2 months, whatever, while we're filming. And then I go home, you know, I have like family. And so, you know, my friends from home. And so it is like a balance for me. I have to, you know, tap back into, you know, being the boss baddie now. Mm-hmm. I don't really, I'm not on the show like Bad Girls Club 10 years ago, like being manipulative and doing, I'm in just sitting there like, so how can we figure this out, girls? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you guys want to fight it out, fight it out. If not, like, you know, so I have grown up, but I can still be very manipulative, you know, especially.
Sociology degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you was an athlete. Didn't you go to the Junior Olympics or some shit?
I did, and I played soccer at USC.
See what I'm saying, Natalie? Yeah. Like, people need to see that. That's why I get frustrated at, because I'm like, you're more than just the reality show.
Yeah, for sure.
Person.
I mean, I feel like over the, 14 years now of me being on reality TV, people know that, you know?
I don't think they know it enough.
They know.
I don't think they do. Did you know all that about Natalie?
Yes.
Yeah, they know.
She said it last time she was up here.
And then I went overseas and I did Big Celebrity Big Brother London, and we did all the little challenge, and then we did the challenge show on Oxygen. They know. They mm-hmm. know. They know.
How do you keep yourself from really getting mad? Like when you're really about to get upset, like what do you do? Chin up, shoulders back, breathe. Tell yourself you got this.
I wouldn't take that.
What?
This is what he does. Wait,
y'all make everything a joke. Like what are you talking about?
You said pull ups.
That's a technique my therapist tells me to do that. Yes, chin up, shoulders back, breathe. You got this. That's a technique your therapist will tell you to do.
Chin up. Show me again.
Chin up.
Okay. Chin up.
Shoulders back. Breathe.
Smack the shit out of you.
Why?
Hand goes back. Bow.
Why?
No, the thing is, you know, the girls do shit still to this day. And I think at this point, because of where I'm at, you know, like, even especially at Zeus, I mean, mm-hmm. everybody wants to be at the top. So mm-hmm. they find a way to come for me. Whether, you know, if it's Tommy coming on my show. And again, like, I got in the ring with Tommy. We did our big one. We fought at the reunion. Because it was more than just the words and the bickering. Now it's like you're trying to come for a spot that's not your spot. And let's just be very clear. Like, you're on my show, which is Baddies is my show, and have a little respect. But the thing about females are they're just really catty. And it's mm-hmm. just never going to, mm-hmm. that is never going to change. Girls are catty, jealous. They can be malicious. They could be very nasty individuals. So I feel like now for me, the only way I'm going to really snap and smack the shit out of a bitch is if you're really fucking with my money or you're doing some weird shit, you're being mm-hmm. weird behind the scenes. That's when it can get ugly. So I got in the ring with Tommy. We did our thing, and she's still, you know, I think it was what Floyd Mayweather. We can try to pull up on me at a little spot in South Beach.
I have nothing to do with this stuff.
So, how many times y'all gonna fight? Like,
I told her to come inside, but she was just outside doing, you know, taunting.
Are y'all gonna be 50 fighting?
The Housewives was just, they're 50 fighting. I'm only in my 30s.
That don't make it right, though.
I didn't say it was right, but I'm just saying I get backlash for that too. Like, you know,
yeah. Who's the CEO of
Bravo?
NBC.
No, yeah, NBC.
Lemuel Plummer.
NBC. I'm the CEO of NBC.
All right.
That is so
Universal.
Funny.
Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us.
And yes. I think we're going to continue to see a lot of evolution from Natalie Nunn, just like people continue to see a lot of evolution from me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that you're going to continue to grow.
Thank you.
And I think we're going to start to see the whole totality.
What's
going to
What's going to grow? Not my chin.
No,
come on,
Natalie. I'm telling you this sincerely.
Uh-oh.
I'm sending you nothing but positive energy,
so
love,
much.
And light. I want you to keep your head up,
keep your
chin up, and most importantly, keep smiling because life's
thank
a beautiful
you.
Thing.
Thank
okay?
you.
Okay,
so
there's
much.
So much to smile
so
about.
So we're cool now.
We never
can
were
I get
cool.
a hug, Charlamagne?
Come on.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was so nice.
I never thought we were.
Well, let you have it.
But hold on, I wanted to say one other thing. You got to talk about your show that's dropping this Sunday.
Oh, Baddies drops this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Baddies East. Baddies East. So we're on the East Coast.
Okay.
And it is crazy. This season is really we went up.
Suki on there. Mm-hmm. We got Mariah Lynn. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Because I thought Suki's on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, but you know.
There's no exclusivity.
That's not our. Our issue. But no, Suki's on there.
Yeah, Suki, you got
Krishan.
Krishan's on there. I'm getting backlash for that.
We got Rolly.
Talk about your cast. No, the cast is lit.
Why are you getting backlash?
Well, she's on there performing and stuff, and she was pregnant. People were like, she's pregnant. Yeah.
Well, her sister's on there, too.
So she was there with her.
We have Rolly. Rolly's returning. Scotty's returning.
Scotty with the body.
Who else is returning? God. Big Eve's returning.
Oh, yeah, she's...
You know, we have a lot
like
of
Biggie.
Great...
Why you say it like that?
She was from the East Coast, so she really did her big one this season. We love her.
Whoa, Vicky.
Didn't her and Krishan fight or something?
How do you know? Have you been watching?
No.
One
of the producers put that on the paper. I didn't know who these people were, but I was just...
You know who Whoa, Vicky is?
Who's Whoa, Vicky?
Whoa, Vicky.
The little white girl.
White girl.
She used to have beef with the girl, Catch Me Outside or whatever. She went.
Yeah. But, so did they fight for the people?
No, they didn't. Krishan, there was no fighting. But the show does come out this Sunday. September 17th.
Premieres
September 17th. So we're really, really excited about Baddies East. And, you know.
The fans are so excited about Baddies East. Like the East Coast.
Oh, hi, my name is T on there.
Hi, my name is Camila.
Who else is on there?
This is a big season for real. Like this is probably.
Anna.
Anna.
Smiley.
Oh, God. Smiley. That's going viral right now. She snatched Mariah Lynn's chain from,
Charlamagne, he's not into it, but he looked like he really
he
into
is.
It.
He is. He's going to watch Baddies this Sunday.
Oh, and Sky is there. Sky from Black Ink.
Sky's on the show.
Has VH1 sent you a cease and desist?
Yeah, I actually, the thing is, I've talked to the highest level at Viacom, I can't remember the guy. It was a
Chris McCarthy?
No. The Viacom. Bob and
Got you.
And then Keys, who's the COO or something. Mm-hmm. We had a couple conversations. To answer your question, they did reach out about cease and desist. But I mean, I don't know why. I mean, why would you send out a cease and desist?
You think they're gonna buy you one day?
Sure. I'm open. I would love to work with any of the media conglomerates, the NBCUs, the Viacoms. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great to come up with some type of partnership or acquisition. I think, if the price is right and it makes sense, 100%. I think right now Zeus is, we're looking at that $1 billion, valuation.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely doing really well. And the company, we're doing extremely well. So I'm super excited. But yeah, we've had some folks reach out. I'm just not ready to sell right now. Like I said, it'd have to be the right deal, and it'd have to make sense. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. But
what makes them send cease and desist when you use their talent?
They reached out about some folks that maybe participated in some of the shows. But that's not really our issue. The deal is not with Zeus. The deal is with
your client,
the client. So if they're in breach, that has nothing to do with us.
Does Floyd own equity in the company?
No, Floyd does not own equity in Zeus. But we have been talking about some ways to partner and, for him to become a strategic partner in Zeus. And so we've had those discussions. And, I think we're both open to exploring some things. So Floyd is great. We've had a lot of people, man. A lot of people reach out. We've it's been great. Diddy actually, has reached out.
Of course he did.
Wanting to come up with some type of partnership or make some investment.
He said y'all contract's too fair though. Y'all treating talent too well over there. So he need to give you one of them old school nights.
Now he's trying to story produce me. I love Diddy. Diddy is an inspiration. Congrats on his Global Icon Award at the MTV VMAs. Also his
album,
his album. I mean, all the team over there, Stevie J, Frankie, all those guys that work with Puff, they've done a great job. You know, DP, all those guys, they all do great. And, you know, we're happy to be in a line with Puff and his team and KK, all those guys. So it's great. They all do a great job.
Is Erica going to end up on Baddies?
I mean, I would love for Erica Menick
hey, that's
to come.
A great.
Yeah,
that's,
I would
I
love
think
for
Erica
her.
Be great on Baddies.
She'd be great. I mean, but yeah. You
I heard y'all talking before when y'all was saying y'all would start a new show called One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. Starring her and
I'm not doing it.
Not doing
that's
this
not true.
No, that's not true.
But, I heard y'all saying that
but
earlier.
I would love for Erica Mena to come to Baddies. I think that would be amazing. I think this would have been a great season for her to do it too, because we just did the Baddies East. But hey, next season's right around the corner.
Yeah,
so.
we had a great cast. Oh, we mentioned Sapphire. She came on there too.
Oh, yes,
it was a lot. We had a great cast, but Erica would be great for Zeus. I think there's a lot of people out there that would be great on Zeus.
Lemmy Plummer doesn't care about black women.
Oh, man. Oh my God, Plummer.
Lemmy
Plummer doesn't care about black women.
Let me say this.
Get on him the way y'all get on me. Go on social media.
No,
don't let me down.
We're not even going to manifest it. This is
crazy. Yeah,
listen, I will say this. I love all of our talent. I know there's been... you know, folks that have worked with us that, you know, there's been some challenging times, but I love whoever you are out there. Just know if we've ever had any, you know, hardships, I love you. I appreciate everything that you've done. I appreciate everybody that's, you know, contributed to the growth and success of Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. If I don't mention you all the time, I'm sorry, you know, for folks that may, you know, be mad at me at this moment. I love you. I'm sorry if I ever hurt you. You know, or did anything that,
right.
You know, I love
you. You ain't
I
even
love,
got canceled yet and you apologize.
I'm just saying.
Sounds good. He's getting ahead of
him. He's getting ahead of
him. When they get on you, just call me and I'll walk you through it.
He's trying to story produce me.
I'll just walk you through it. Let me.
Listen, it's good to let everybody know.
I love everybody.
Yeah,
I love everybody. I love everybody.
We appreciate you for coming.
Thank you. I love you, DJ.
Yeah, DJ.
And I love you too, man.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Assholes.
Thank you, guys.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey everyone, it's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.